All right, so we are on Daf Pei Amud Beis, all the way at the bottom of the page, at the first set of two dots. Hasaris lacholitz v'lamiyabim v'chein einlim. So that's referring to the Mishnah, which on Ayin Tes Amud Beis, which had said, Saris lachot lo miyabim. Right, the saris doesn't do chalitza, and he can't do yibam. And v'chein alnis lo chaletzis v'lo miyabemis. Right, and alnis also, she's not able to do chalit. You don't do chalitza for her, and you don't do yibam with her. So says the Gemara as follows: Ketani saris dumi da alnis. Right, the language of the Mishnah is hasaris v'chein alnis. Right, it's like almost like. The halacha is the same about saris and about alnis. So katani saris doing the alnis. It sounds like saris is similar to alnis. Ma alnis bide shemayim. Right? When you reference saris, we always talk about saris cham and saris bide adam. Right? It can be the saris who's born that way and the saris who comes that way later on. So, but by alnis we never talk about any distinction. Alnis presumably is always a situation which is inborn. Right, so the Gemara just happens to pick up, right, that the saris v'chein alnis, it sounds like they're the same, right? My alnis bide shemayim, av saris bide shemayim. So it sounds like just like alnis is a bide, is something that's always bide shemayim. It's not something that happens later on. So too the saris sounds like it's the same type, right? Ustamak Rabbi Akiva da Amr Bide Adam Ein Bide Shemayim Lo. So it sounds like this Mishnah is a Stam Mishnah. Right? It's a Mishnah without an author, which is you know typically seen as more authoritative. Right? That sounds like Rabbi Akiva, that he was one who had said that it was specifically Saras Chama who can't do Yibam Chalitza, but Saras Adam could. So this Stam Mishnah sounds like Rabbi Akiva. Okay, continues the Gemara. Saras. According from the Mishnah again, Hasaris Shechalat Yevamto Lo Pasla. Right, so the Mishnah then said that if the Saris would go ahead, right, and do Chalitza with the Yevama, so Lo Pasla, right, that doesn't make her Sula, meaning because again a woman does Chalitza or becomes a Chalutza, so she's not Sula from Mary Cohen, right? So if a Saris does Chalitza with her, he doesn't Pasla her. But Bala Pasla, but if he has Tashish with her, it makes her psula to Kohen, not because of the yibum that was done. There wasn't a yibum done, but because in Pinesh he bilas nus, because that's a bilas nus, because he's her brother-in-law, and there's no mitzvah for them to. There's no mitzvah yibum, in which case they're just violating one of the arayos, in which case she now becomes forbidden to a Kohen. So says the Gemara as follows: Taima de bala, right? Sorry, Taima de bala. Who? What's the reason? The reason is because he attached with her. And specifically, it was him. Ha'acher lo. Right? It sounds like if another man would have had tashish with her, that wouldn't make her psula. Right? Look at Rashi. Taima de ba'la hu. De havya zona. De ba'la la'achi ba'la. Right? Because again, she had de nivala la'achi ba'la, because she had tashish with her brother's, her husband's brother. Shalob b'makom mitzvah v'hi ha'isa'ala b'karis as nisukaris. Right? It sounds like that's the reason. It's because specifically he was together with her. If it's he together with that, that's what makes sure somebody else, maybe not. Lema to have it to you after the Rav Hamanuna. That sounds like a contradiction to Rav Hamanuna. The Amar Shameres Yabam Shazinsa Psula Psula Yavama. Because Rav Hamanuna held that a Shameres Yabam, a woman who's waiting for Yivam to be done with one of her brothers-in-law, and she goes ahead and she's Mizana with some other man, right? He holds that she's Psula Yavama, that she is forbidden, that she becomes forbidden to a Kohen. Wow, but that's interesting because the Mishnah said it sounded like specifically when the brother-in-law who is not really permitted to yibum with her has tashish with her, but somebody else maybe not. So this seems to be a contradiction to Rav Hamanuna. So and what says the Gemara, no, lo hu adin afil la'acher nami. No, this, the truth is it would be true even if she was together with some other man. And va'aydi the tana reisha b'didei tana nami seva b'didei. No, just this is who we're talking about. We're talking about the saris. We're talking about the alanis. That's who we're talking about here. So when we're talking about those individuals, we said the halach of those individuals. But that doesn't come to exclude other people. And the truth is, if she would have tashim to somebody else, she would be again a shameres yavam shazinza. And Rav Hamanuna and we talk. There's no reason to say that the author of our mission wouldn't agree also with Rav Huna as well. Okay, v'chein al nis shechotu lo achin. Right, and so and again the Mishnah continued talking about a case of an al nis that one of the brothers did chalitza with her. Right, that if they did so lo paslua, right, doing chalitza with her does not make a psul to a kohen. But ba'aluha psula, but a basluha. But if they did, but a tashim with her, that would passel her again because it's a bidal sinus. So says the Mishnah. Time of the ba'aluha, right? The reason is because they attached with her. Hello, ba'aluha, hello. But if not, then she would still be permissible to a kohen. Come on, who's this like? To look, Rabbi Yehuda. It's not Rabbi Yehuda. Why? The Rabbi Yehuda Amar, the Rabbi Yehuda Ha Amar, Islandess Zonahi. Right, this is not Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda held that any islandess, forget that she was married to another man and they did a chalitza or yibum or whatever, it doesn't matter. None of that's important. Rabbi Yehuda holds that an islandess by herself, by definition, is a zona. That sounds like a strong thing to say. She didn't do anything. What do you want from her? Why are you calling her a zona? Right, because the pasuk says, Isha chalala zona lo yikachu, right? So look at Rashi. So we said that on Daf Samach Aleph. And it comes from the drasha, from the words that his new and not to have fritzos. But the point being that and the other Rishonim explain that once she's a woman who's incapable of having children, so Yehuda is of the opinion that she becomes like quote a zona. She's not a zona. She wasn't a zana. She didn't do anything wrong. But because she's incapable of having children, so she's like a zona to whom a kohen is now forbidden. Fine, but again, this our Mishnah sounds not to be like a view. Okay, new Mishnah. So Mishnah says as follows: Saris Chama Kohen. Right, so he's a Saris Chama. He was born a Saris, and he's a Kohen. Okay, Shenasa Bas Yisrael, and now he marries a regular Jewish woman. So Machila Bichuma. So she is now. Tanakama holds she's allowed to eat chuma because of him. And after all, he's a Kohen and she's married to him. Okay. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon Omrim, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon hold adrogonous Kohen. So an adrogonous, right, is an individual who has both male and female genitalia. So it's a Suffolk man, Suffolk Zachar, Suffolk Nekeva. So this androgynous Kohen, who is a Kohen, Shanasa Bas Yisrael, and again, marries a Jewish woman, Machil B'Chuma, he also allows her to eat Chuma. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Tumtum Shenikra V'Nimtza Zachar, Lo Yachlot M'Pnei Shehu Kisaris. So a Tumtum, right, is an individual who has neither male or female genitalia, so you don't know which one. Galen, also Safik Zachar Nekev, that's why Tumtum and a drunkenness are oftentimes placed together in the same category. But this is a Tumtum Shenikra, right? So this is the Tumtum that they did surgery, and it turns out that he has a male genitalia. It turns out he's a male. Okay, so Yehuda says that tumtum shenikra, and it turns out he's a zachar. You should not do chalitza. Why? Because even though he's a male, he's considered like a saris. Okay, androgynous nose avalo nise. An androgynous can marry a woman, but it cannot. An androgynous cannot be married by a man. Okay. And Rabbi Elazar Omer, androgynous chayav nalav skila kezachar. And Rabbi Elazar holds that an androgynous, a person is chayav on them, you know, presumably we'll have to see if we go, we're going to see as we go along, but chayav for being together with that individual like they were a man. So presumably if the man was together with an androgynous. So look at Rashi. Rashi gives a couple of explanations here. So first of all, when we said, right, Saris Chama Kohen, Rashi points out about Saris Adam Nifsal Nami Pasala Mi Achime Truma the Benasa the Hainu Petzua Daka. If he's a Saris Adam, right, so then he, because again, our case with Saris Chama Kohen, Shenasa Batzal, she can eat Truma. So why is that only Saris Chama? Because if he's a Saris Adam, he would pasal her from Truma, even if she was a Bas Kohen, right, just because he's a Petzua Daka, so being together with him would make her Psula to a Kohen anyways. From Truma, even if she was even if she would go back to her father's house. Fine. Then we had the din that Yehuda held that a tumtum shenikra, when he comes and he turns out he's a zachar, he lo yachlot. He can't do a chalitza. Rashi says, lo yachlot im yesh acher. Right? If there's some other brother, what's the implication being that if he was the only brother that we would allow him to? Right? Presumably being that because he's a Safek Zachar, Safek Nekeva, so it's a Safek whether the Chalitza would work. So, or whether the Chalitza is necessary. So if you have some other brother, so don't choose him. Right? But it sounds like Eina Chanami, if it would turn out that they, you know, that there was nobody else available, Misafek, we would have him do Chalitza, it sounds like. Okay. And then we had the din about the androgynous. The androgynous can be no se avalo nisa. Rashi says avalo nisa can't get married by someone else. Shu kezachar, because he's considered like a man. Vashochev imo harehu kebal azachan. Someone who has relations with him is like someone who relates to the man. So that's why he can marry a woman, but a man cannot marry the androgynous because it's considered like marrying a man. Okay, fine. Okay. What's interesting about this mission is it's not like you have multiple opinions, but they're all opinions about different things, right? You don't have different. It's not machlokesim here. It's all, each case is different. Okay, so it says Gemara as follows. Pshita. What do you mean pshita? Lachar referring to our first case. Our first case was Saras Chama, Kohen, that marries the Bat Yisrael, she can eat Truma. So it says Gemara, pshita. So Mo, the same. That's obvious. What was the Havamina? What might I have thought? Mo, the same. Molid Machil, She'enu Molid, Enu Machil, right? We've had this concept before. That someone who can have children with that individual with someone else, so then he can allow her to eat truma. But if he can't, then he can't. So since the saris is not able to have children, so I might have thought that would be the case. Kamashallah, no, that's not the case here. Okay. Okay. So that continues the Gemara. Yosi, Rabbi Shimon, Omrim, Androgynous. Right. So they talked about the case of the androgynous Cohen that marries a Bas Yisrael that she can eat truma. Rashi says the Gemara. Amr Shlakish, Machila Betruma, Vein Machila Bechazeh Veshok. So Shlakish says, yeah, he allows you to eat Truma, but he doesn't allow to eat the Chazeh and Shok. The Chazeh and Shok are the two parts of every korban that are given to the Kohen, the chest and the thigh. So that those are typically given to the Kohen. So the question is going to be, what's the difference? If he allows you to eat Truma, it's because he's a Kohen, so why can't she eat the Chazeh and Shok? That's something that's given to a Kohen in the family of a Kohen also. So Rabbi Yochanan Omer, Af Machila B'Chazeh V'Shok. So Rabbi Yochanan says, yeah. Rabbi Yochanan says, that's exactly my point. So Rabbi Yochanan go ahead, argues, no. If you're allowed to eat Truma, she can eat Chazeh and Shok also. Okay, so what's going on with Shlakish? With Rish Lakish, my Shna Chazeh V'Shok, Dereisa Truma Nami Dereisa. And the Gemara's already is, you know, already going after your Kasha. You're going to say, I'll tell you the difference. Chazeh and Shok, that's Daraisa, right? That's when the base is a base of Migdash, etc. That's Daraisa. So, but what do you mean? But the Truma is also Daraisa. So says Gemara, no, Hachamai Askinan, but Truma Bizmana Zeh, Drabanan. No, we're talking now about Truma Bizmana Zeh, which meaning when it's not base of Migdash, which is only Drabanan, which itself is a complicated thing because we know, even though today we separate Trumas and Maestros, we don't give the Trumas and Maestros to a Kohen anymore. So, or the Truma to a Kohen. So, to understand what it means Bizmana Zeh exactly. But the point is, it's bizman hazeh, which is only the rabbanon. Avav bizman shebeis hamikdash kayam, my lo. But when there's a beis hamikdash, no. Then even then, if it was a saris chama, Cohen who married a bat Yisrael, she would not eat truma either. So they're making distinction, meaning when they say he allows to eat truma, allows to eat truma the rabbanon, right? But a chazeh and shok, which can only be the rice, because it's only a bizman beis hamikdash. So then they're not going to. He doesn't allow her to eat those items. Okay. So it says Gemara, the Tani in Machil Bachazeh Veshok, Liflug. Gemara says this: if you're already making a distinction, and you say, well, he can eat Machila Truma, and he allows her to eat Truma, but he doesn't allow her to eat the Chazeh and Shok. You're making that distinction already. But what's your distinction? Your distinction is really the rice of the Rabbana. Right? That's your only distinction. So say that. Liflug Vilnisni Bidida, Bamej Vaimamurim, Bitruma the Rabbana. Just say that, right? Say what you mean. If you're going to say it, then say it already. Just explain, right? What are we referring to? We're referring to Truma Derabanan, right? But Truma Deraisa, you wouldn't allow. So it says Gemara, well, no, that's the reason we didn't say that is as follows. Well, we meant that. Hachanami Ka'amar. No, that's what we meant. Right? Kishu Machila, Machila Betruma Bizman Azeh Derabanan. Right? Meaning when he allows her to eat, what would that be? That would specifically be b'tshuma b'zman hazeh, which is d'rabbanan. That's what he meant to say. Ve'ein machila b'zman, right? But if it's b'zman beis hamikdash, then he won't be machila chazeh v'shok v'afidu b'tshuma d'rabbanan. And fascinatingly, when we get to when we find ourselves in a time when there is a Beis HaMikdash. So then, Chazeya, then, sorry, Vayim Machilim Bizman, Chazeya Vishok, Vafidu Vishom Vidurabanon. Right, but if it's Bizman Beis HaMikdash, so then he doesn't give her Chazeya Vishok. Okay, that's the Raisa, and that she doesn't get those things. Vafidu Vishom Vidurabanon, and if there's a Beis HaMikdash, then the halacha becomes even more machmir. And then in that case, she doesn't even get Truma Derabanan. Truma Derabanan in that case would be like areas that are suffix, whether they have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael or not. And certain areas have, you know, a suffix, whether they have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael or not. So there, in those places, the Truma is Derabanan, not because it's no Beis HaMikdash, it's a Beis HaMikdash. But because we're not sure if that area is an area that's Chayv and Trumas and Mezras. So why can't she eat Truma Derabanan in that case? Why? Because now, once you're trying to dealing with Zman Beis HaMikdash, Truma D'Araisa is around also. Right? If it's not Zman Beis HaMikdash, so fine, so you'll already Truma D'Rabanan, no big deal. You know, it's a suffix. The point is that it's a suffix, right? She's, again, this, you know, suffix whether she can eat it or not. So in that scenario, that's only because there's no possible michshol. There's no possible mistake that's going to happen by allowing her to eat Truma D'Rabanan. But if it's Bizman Beis HaMikdash, when there's Truma D'Araisa floating around also, actually most of the Truma is going to be Truma D'Araisa, and there'll be certain Truma that's D'Rabanan from these far-flung places about which there's a machlokas, so then you're going to get yourself in big trouble. Yeah, I ate Truma, no problem. And then she's going to not only eat the Truma D'Rabanan, she might come to eat the Truma D'Araisa. But the bottom line is, that was the distinction that Rish Lakish was trying to make. And that it only allows to eat Truma D'Rabanan, but not Truma D'Araisa, and not the Chazeh and Shok. Okay. Rav Yochanan Amar, Af Machila B'Chazeh V'Shok. Right? And Rav Yochanan say, no, once you're Zman Beis HaMikdash, he would say, no, you can even eat the Chazeh and Shok. So Amar Rav Yochanan Rish Lakish, fine. So I'm going to be Yochanan Rish Lakish. Rav Yochanan says, Rish Lakish, mi sabres chuma bizman hazeh d'rabanan. Right? He says, really? You think that chuma bizman hazeh is d'rabanan? I'm going to lay in. So he said, yeah. Shani shona igwo ba'agulim ola. So he says, I'll tell you how I know that chuma bizman hazeh is d'rabanan. Why? Because we paskin the following. So what's an igwo is a fig. A fig circle. They used to make these when they would make dry out figs. So there's like a whole process for drying them out. And by the end, what they would do is they would take the figs and they would like put them in this like a wreath, you know, probably like a circle, you know, like that. Okay. So what would happen if one of those circles of a fig gets mixed in with others? Look at Rashi. Shani Shona. Look, one Rashi. Sarvash Chumim Bizman Hazeh D'Rabanan. Dekamuk Mes La Lemasnisin B'Mide D'Rabanan. Ba'asrus La B'Chazeh V'Shok. Right, you again. You hold that Chumim Bizman Hazeh D'Rabanan. Look at the case that we said. So the answer is, yeah, I do hold that. How do I know? Shani Shona Braisa. There's a Braisa that says, Ego Shal Truma Batal B'Meya Shal Chulin. So if you have, you know, fig circles, right, and they are it's a special treat in the Bizman Chazal, fig circles. So you'd have fig circles, you have a lot of fig circles, and one of them is a Truma fig circle. It's meant to be separated, give to a Kohen. Okay, and it gets mixed in with Chulin, fig circles, Igulin. So it's mixed in. So what's the halacha? The halacha is that an eagle shall Truma, batal b'meya shall Chulin. Right, so the language that the Gemara uses actually, the price used there is eagle be Igulin, ole. Ole, it ascends, but it really means to mean that it's batal. Right, so if it gets mixed in, it's batal. Okay. To continue Rashi, batal b'meya shachulin. Oh, ego shal truma temeya batal b'kofi gulim shal truma tahor. Right, or if truma temeya gets mixed in truma tahor, either one in 100 is batal. If each truma bizman hazeh d'araisa, and if truma today was d'araisa, kevan the eagle davar chashiv hu, an eagle again, each one is its own, like, you know, meaningful thing. V'darko limanos, and it's the type of thing that you count. Lo batal, as halacha is. And we're going to see it become a whole machlokas. We'll talk about more tomorrow. Anything that's dark or limanos, something that's chashiv and dark or limanos, it's a chashiv thing, and people typically count them one by one. So then we don't say it gets batal. Why does that become batal? You know, one in 60, one in 100? Because you notice it. It's the type of thing that gets noticed, and it can't just become mixed in and lost. So af agav de chumas te'inim de rabbanon, hold the truma deraisa, no heges. Lo mevalinan derabanan gzeira derabanan atu deraisa. So the point being that the point is as follows. What he's saying is, since the halacha is that this type of chashuv thing, when it gets mixed in to other truma, becomes batel. So what does that tell me? It must mean that truma to Zman HaZeh is only Darabanan. Because if truma to Zman HaZeh is Daraisa, it would be considered this Davar Chashuv, which is Dar Chalimanos, which would not become Batal. That's the halacha when truma is Daraisa. So the fact that we paskin in that case, that this thing can become Batal, you see that the truma is not real truma, it must just only be Darabanan truma. Okay? So that's his proof that truma to Zman HaZeh is Darabanan, because this Braisa says, Ego b'igulim ole. Okay. So Amalai, he responds to him, Valo ani shona chaticha bechatichos ole. So he says, no, what are you talking about? He says, that's not correct. Because there's another price that says that you have pieces of meat that get mixed in with each other. They also can become batal. Look at Rashi. Amalai, Valo ani shona. Klomar. What are you talking about? This gzeira inami asis l'tulei b'daraisa lav yisurayhu sharei ani shona chaticha shel chatas temeya batal b'tahor. If you have pieces of a chatas and a chatas temeya that gets mixed in with pieces of a chatas that's tahora, it's batal, right? V'hacha mida daraisahu, right? Chatas. There's no shaila. There's no scenario where a korban chatas is darabanan. That's all deraisa. V'af agav the darker limanos, even though you typically would count them piece by piece. V'af agav darker limanos dami. Sorry, dami service called darker limanos shaninu de lo batel eight shadarker limanos b'minyan shaninu. So this is going to get the whole question. Do we have the following? Basically, he argues back. I have another example of a something that's counted that becomes batel and is deraisa. Right. So in terms of the proof. He argues he shlugged up the proof. Why? Because again, Rav Yochanan said to Rish Lakish, you hold Shumas Mazen Darabanan. Rish Lakish says yes. Because in the case of Ego Bigulim Ole, the fact that 1 in 100 becomes Batel in Truma, that can only be if the Truma is Darabanan. Because otherwise, if it's Daraisa, you never would allow it to become Batel because it's a Davar Chashev. So Rav Yochanan says back, what do you mean? I have a case of a thing that's Daraisa. A piece of meat that's from a chadash, which is typically counted, and nevertheless, the halacha is if it gets mixed in, it's batel. So what do you see? Even things that are raisa, things that are typically counted, that are mixed in with each other, even if they're raisa, can be batel. So there's no proof at all. It's no proof at all. So the Gemara is now going to get into this question: do we say kol shadarchu d'malos shaninu, anything that's counted, or only ace shadarchu d'malos shaninu, only things that are special, like very, very unique, that they're counted. Meaning there could be things that are counted, but they're not that chashuv. Or other things that, no, any item that's always counted is going to be something that cannot become batel. So we're going to see that machlokas as we move forward. We'll put that up tomorrow.